Dear Diary, it's Crashly, obviously. I bought you and wrote my name on you in Sharpie because I have to announce that I have a boyfriend. And yes, I had a boyfriend before, and he was probably nicer and handsomer and like probably better for me overall. But I am so excited because I am in you know what with you know who. That's boyfriend and girlfriend status with CEJ. And I know it's not going to be a you know what-less relationship like my last one with you know what. I mean, it will be you know what-less. I'm not going to do that anytime soon. But like, there's going to be other stuff happening. Yeah, for sure. Other stuff's going to be happening. And I'm going to finally be like one of those girls that's like sitting in class thinking about like how stuff is happening and she's doing stuff. Yeah. Like, how do they just do that? How do they sit in class and be like, I did stuff and stuff happened and now I'm supposed to listen to Spanish? No, but that's going to be me soon enough. So anyway, everyone else seems like they're having a hard time, but I am doing great, and I will see you after the Valentine's dance, and I will have something to report. Love, Crashly.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of complicated couplings and roiling royalty in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And I've been giving my boyfriend books to help him with his new dimensional surroundings. Chicken soup for the teenage soul, but I think the bird is triggering.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist, and consider me Christmas 1998 because I'm falling in love with Furby.
Hi, this is Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous, and Crashly always wanted her first real high school boyfriend to look like Keanu Reeves. Instead, he looked like, I don't know, a really handsome other guy. And now her boyfriend doesn't look like any celebrity at all, but she's still really happy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler. And you know what I always say? You can't spell demon without man.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane. And that feeling when your girlfriend's ex is an actual angel. Shaking my damn head.
Where we left off, the club has gone through some pretty serious relationship shakeups internally as the Valentine's dance approaches. So it's Friday, the week of the dance. The dance is tonight. Everybody is very excited because right now we're at one of the hallmark traditions of the Valentine's dance, which is the big Valentine's JV basketball game. DFK, I gotta know, how far into the game are you? Are you guys up, down? How's it going?
We are currently down. We're down by two. There's 3 minutes left in the first half. So it's not like quite as, it doesn't have that buzzer beatery comeback feeling yet, but it is like a stressful, moment for the team.
Yeah.
And we're huddled up and our coach is, we're trying to Bobby Knight us a little bit.
Yeah. So Coach Brownson's like, all right, guys, come on. Let's get our heads out of our asses and play some ball out there, huh? DFK is the only one holding this team up. It's all on his shoulders. He's got a freaking beard.
All right, well, it's hard, and you're just throwing chairs willy-nilly into the crowds, fucking up the game, coach.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah, honestly.
Lucas, when you get points on the board, you can talk back to me, all right?
Oh.
Do you know who my dad is?
No.
Shit.
Do you know who my dad is?
No, I don't.
For the last time, Lucas, no one has seen your dad.
Bring it up with the Crammos. Ugh, duh.
Yeah, come on. Now, DFK, you got anything to say to these sorry sons of shit?
Please.
Yeah, I do. Look at me, folks. Look at me, boys.
And I want to stress that as shitty as the coach is in this language, this is a, what is the word I'm looking for? There's boys and girls.
It's a co-ed
JV basketball team.
Yeah, just because my voice is deep doesn't mean I'm not a girl.
Hey, exactly. I never said you weren't. And all the genders in between and outside of that binary. But pay attention, folks, because this isn't just a game, okay? What? If it was just a game, anyone would play it. But we tried out to be here, didn't we?
Sure, we did.
We wanted to be here, didn't we?
Yeah,
well, I did.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to do karate.
We love this game, don't we?
We do. I love it.
I'm all right into it, I guess.
Yeah. And you know what? We're not going to stand by and let some other team from some other Rhinelander school.
Boo! They're pigs. They suck.
Come in here and take away our love for the game by making us taste the shame of defeat.
We don't like defeat. I don't even like feet.
Yeah. So let's get out there. Let's pass this rock around and let's put balls in holes.
Yeah, let's kick their asses.
Yeah, let's put our balls in holes.
All right. Holes on three. One, two, three.
Holes. Then we go full Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, and I think as you go out, the coach looks at you, DFK, and gives you a wink and is like, that'll do. I think we got him right where we want him, DFK.
Yeah, thanks for playing bad cop.
Always a pleasure working with you, son. Slaps you on the ass, sends you out.
Whoa.
What the hell? Ow! Ah!
Oh, Crashly from the stands. Watch it.
Crash is possessive.
Yeah, so the rest of you, obviously, I imagine, are there to support CEJ and his big basketball.
Yeah, I'm back at my old job as the safety seal.
Yeah, your old job. So what are you doing on the sidelines while they're huddling?
I'm trying to break dance.
I think go ahead and roll for this. And I think what we'll do is the same thing that we did before, which is we said, I think for performances, you need some charm, some cool, and some weird. So we just add up all of your stats together.
Okay. I think I'm still insecure. So my weird's down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll roll. I rolled 7. What do I add to it?
Your charm, cool, and weird all together.
Okay, so that's 8.
Okay, it's fine.
Yes!
I think, honestly, you get snagged on the bleacher.
That's all right. Because I'm a seal, so I don't have legs.
Hey, look, that mascot's doing what could technically be considered breakdancing.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
And here's a question, Adam. Is Ferbesis there in the crowd?
She is set up in the commentator's booth. She's got a microphone.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This, we're 3 minutes into this episode and it's completely off the rails.
Sorry. I mean, it's not plugged in. I just told her it was.
Yeah. Okay, I just had to listen to a little bit of Furby talk. So yeah, Genesis is there. And even though not plugged in or anything, Genesis stands up and very awkwardly is like clapping and going, "Go, Adam, my boyfriend."
Oh, God.
Adam, Adam.
Yeah, this is for you, Genesis.
And then you just see her reach over and grab from one of the scorekeepers, rips out of their hand a gel pen, cracks it in half, and then pours it down her gullet.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I forgot about her fuel.
Yeah. Shamanda, how is the game for you?
Shamanda is trying really hard not to like coach from the sidelines and is trying to distract herself by like flagging down every vendor, like trying to get a hot dog, a balloon, anything like, physical things to cover up the emotion of like getting into the game.
Yeah. And I think it happens pretty quickly also because like some of the other kids at Queen Latifah's, a gaggle of sort of the popular girls walk over to you, and I assume you and Crashly and Susan are all together.
Yeah, we're all wearing matching t-shirts, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of the head popular girl. Marcy Garland walks over to you, Shamanda, and she's like, Shamanda, I have a question. Actually, we kind of all do.
Oh, wow. Sorry, ladies, can we wait for the timeout or maybe like intermission to really
I don't think this can wait. The school is bustling over this, Shamanda. You seem to be friends with him. Who is DFK going to the Valentine's dance with?
Oh, ladies, you know, I can't get in, give in to the rumor mongers of the school. That's kind of, and I look over at Crashly like, do you want people to know about this? Is this a private relationship or a public relationship?
No, it's totally fine. I'm just going to be like, it's me. He's going with me.
Who are you?
I go to a different school. Oh, yeah, and my name's Crashly.
She goes to Denver Broncos. I have friends in all the schools.
Now, Crashly, what is your general reputation at the high schools?
Okay, I think at DBHS, I'm like just kind of, you know, I'm in the middle. I'm friends with Adam there, and like, right? Yeah, Adam goes there now.
Yeah, Adam now goes to
I was best friends with CEJ there for a long time. And yeah. So like, I'm just kind of like a weird little quirky gal. But my private detective work had me, you know, like well known and well tolerated, I would say.
Yeah. Do you guys not remember this flyer? And I produced like the poster that Crashly used to like nail up to like a tree, the Grenadine Detective Agency.
And Crashly, what was your slogan?
Oh, it was lost your keys, lost your kid. shit, what was it? Lost your keys, lost your kid. Call this one and I will rid you of your worries. Crashly Gennadine, kid detective.
Did you call yourself Gennadine?
Shut up.
Gennadine.
Crashly Gennadine.
They charged by the letter at
I will say they did say Gennadine, and I wrote an R with Sharpie.
Yeah. And yeah, one of them's like, oh, right. Yeah, you helped my brother when his car got scratched.
Oh, that's your brother. Yeah, I did. I was super helpful.
Cool.
So, yeah, so they go together now. They're like very much a committed couple. I feel like they could really go the distance. It's probably forever, right, Crashly?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And then, yeah, and Marcy is like, oh, wow. Well, then maybe we finally have a bit of a horse race for the royal couple this year.
What?
That's pretty exciting because I thought it was going to be in the bag for, I don't know if you guys heard, but Jordan and Derek are going to the dance together, and there were a lock for royal couple since Shamanda's not going this year.
Wait. I know everybody in this school. We have a new student, Derek?
No, they're from Denver Broncos, but you know, everybody's welcome to the dance.
What's Derek's last name?
Derek Pfeiffer.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember.
Oh, Derek Pfeiffer. Okay. Well, yes, I guess we have someone in the running. That is incredible.
No, I don't think they're going to win because I don't think they're like really a couple, if you know what I mean.
Oh my God. Are you starting a rumor? Are you trying to undercut?
No, if you tell anyone else, I'll literally kill you. So
do you want to roll to manipulate someone?
Okay.
I will literally kill you.
I got a 7.
Wait, can I do like a mom arm, like in the van, like across Crashly, like I hit the brakes too hard?
Yeah, you can do that to help out. So go ahead and roll to help out.
10.
Okay, great. Yeah, so you will give that works the way you want it. So you give advantage to Crashly. Crashly, you can re-roll one of your dice.
Okay, great. Okay, then I got it would be a 10 then.
Okay. Yeah, they'll do what you want. And they're like, Marcy's like, I won't say a word. Your secret's safe with me.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, and some relationships are beyond, you know, petty contests. Some people are more solidified. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well, you.
Hey, y'all talking about cute couples?
I guess you got my vote then. If Shamanda's backing you. Yeah. And then at this point, you guys realize that Adam in his safety seal costume has been just sort of lurking at the edges of the conversation.
Sorry, I overheard you. I got really sweaty, so I needed some air. Oh my
God. Totally understandable, buddy.
Yeah. So you're talking about cute couples?
Does Coach Brownson catch Adam talking to people while wearing the mascot costume?
No. And interestingly, Coach Brownson seems pretty relaxed, honestly. The DFK, like, more relaxed than you would expect, given that you guys are down at the first half. Seems pretty comfortable and pretty chilled out. Looks like he's just sort of minding his own business.
Did you guys hear that? I heard that the coaches, like, put bets on the games, like,
really?
Money passing hands.
But that's illegal.
Yeah, that's, like, literally so illegal.
I'm just saying it. I mean, it could be a rumor. It feels like it could be very real.
Are you starting a rumor?
Wink. Wink. Oh, wink.
Yeah.
Wink.
So, like, hey, ladies, if you need to tell people a rumor, go with that one.
I'm not going to make somebody lose his job over a rumor.
Okay, do what you want. God.
That's really malicious.
Okay. Oh my God.
So you're saying you wouldn't bet on a game?
No.
Like, if I bet you right now that DFK is going to make a slam dunk in the second half?
I would lose that bet for sure. He breaks the glass every game.
Yeah, there's much glass on the ground.
Is he, like, super popular at the school?
Oh my gosh. DFK is the most popular kid at school.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Don't. Oh, okay. Hold on. Crashly, be careful.
Okay, but he's already my boyfriend, so I just putting that information in my back pocket.
See, EJ is your boyfriend, not DFK. Those are two completely different entities.
Oh my gosh, you're dating two boys at the same time?
Oh, sugar.
Oh.
You know...
Who is CEJ?
Can I empath her?
Marcy, your mom's calling you.
Susan, go ahead and roll to manipulate someone on your end.
Sorry.
No, I love it.
I love it.
And these kids don't know who Susan is, right? She doesn't janitor here.
Right.
So this is just an adult woman.
Does she freelance there?
Susan janitors at Queen Latifah's.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
I got a 7.
Great. So Susan, on a 7, they'll do what you want, but they want something from you first. Marcy is like, and you want her to believe that her mom's calling her.
Yeah. And I think to like sweeten the deal, I could be like, oh, and make sure to tell her that she doesn't have to chaperone the dance tomorrow. I will.
And she's like, okay. Yeah, I will. Wow. Thanks. Janitor.
It's Janitor Wexler.
Janitor Wexler. Yeah, thank you. And she runs.
Nice. In my day, I would have never talked to a janitor that way. I tell the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we respect you.
You really came in clutch there, Suze. Thank you so much.
You know what? Your mom's looking for your works every time.
Yeah.
And also, Claire, I liked your language on that. I'm going to change manipulate someone just a little bit. From now on a mixed success, it is... They'll do it, but you need to sweeten the deal first. Mm. I think that is very
nice.
That's
nice
good language. Deal.
That is good language. So thank you.
You know what? Thank the COVID vaccine.
Fauci.
Yeah. So they run off, and Crashly, you see across the bleachers at the other end, you do see Jordan Vincent and Derek there just cheering for DFK, very into it. Derek is continually looking to Jordan to see what he's supposed to be cheering for and then doing it.
Aww.
And I think, and Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like at some point Derek sees Crashly and then like points at him and Jordan and then gives like a big thumbs up to Crashly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what? I think at this point in the night, and finding out all this stuff about DFK and just like being excited about having a human boyfriend, I think Crashly's in this moment, like, she just gives a thumbs up back. And she's got that, like, she feels very mature for having that nostalgic feeling of like, wow, we used to be together. Now we're not. Life's so crazy.
Totally.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
DFK, while you're out there, the ball goes out of bounds.
Damn it.
Where were you, dude? Right? I was open.
Where was I? I was standing there. I mean,
I was at the
what
top
the hell
of the
are
key.
You doing out there, Limpkin?
I was at the top of the key.
Please, please, guys, can we not throw this I worked too hard and sacrificed too much.
The ref is like, all right, everybody, let's calm down. You're on the same team.
Backoff right. has been qualifying for states one time when you were in high school doesn't make you better than us.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, DFK, just... I think you get a technical foul for that.
Ah, and I in my head, I'm like, Flurb, calm down. What is going on? And like, you're using my body, but you're going way too hard, my man.
I used to know that guy. He sucks.
Okay, well, like, don't cost us the game because of your personal problems.
Cost us the game? What do you mean, cost us the game? This is Flurb sport, kid.
I'm just saying, Flurb, you're actually, I'm watching you commandeer my body, and I don't know what you're doing throwing chairs around right now, but you need to get your shit together, my man.
Oh, I'll get my shit together, and I make CEJ shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, ball in.
That's
man.
Right, folks. I'm shitting, and you know why? Because I don't. Fucking
can! And the ref is like, nope, that's another T. That's another technical foul.
What are you doing, dude? You're going to get kicked out the game.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Nope.
I got your unsportsmanlike conduct right here, buddy. Dude. And I moon him.
With your poopy butt?
There's so much poop on that
butt.
Yeah,
I moon him with my poopy butthole.
Oh, Alan.
This is the coolest kid in school.
Out of the game. Yeah, DFK, you're kicked out of the game.
I think Susan was screaming, DFK, your mom is looking for you from the crowds, but it's just drowned out by all the noise.
Yeah, I just stalk off the court under one of the baskets, and as I pass under it, the glass just shatters.
Whoa. Well, before you do, God. DFK, I mean, that will happen and everything, but before you do, you're storming off. Coach Bronson's like, what are you doing? At the sidelines, the play continues. The other ref grabs the ball to initiate a throw in. He's under the other basket from the one that you are about to shatter and initiates the throw in. And you then see EJ, you solve the case.
What?
Whoa.
You have everything you need to know exactly what's been going on with the JV basketball team.
That's right.
Because as you know, of course, a referee would never initiate a throw-in under the basket. That goes against referee training. Clearly, this is a fake referee that has been hired to work the game.
Whoa.
That's right. Because guess what, folks? The ref, the coach, and the players on this JV basketball team are all in on it. The biggest gambling grift ever seen in this side of Lake Mystery.
Whoa.
They've been rigging the games.
No way.
Pull your pants up.
Everybody just does the wave.
Does the wave. But like, it's like a shock and horror wave.
Yeah. The wave is all of their hands going to their faces in like a Home Alone sort of.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then DFK, do you just walk out and shatter the glass?
Yeah. I'm like, have fun using your earnings for this. And I shatter the glass.
Wow. And here's the other question I have. Do you drop the DFK costume at that point?
No.
Okay. No. Great.
No, otherwise we won't be able to do the Mrs. Doubtfire Valentine's dance sequence where I have to change costumes 100 times.
Right. Yes, because at that point, Crashly, in the audience, while you're watching all of this, Serena Ladd from Denver Broncos walks over and she says, hey, Crashly. I just want to say, you're a super nerd, but I think it's really cool that you're letting Jordan and Derek date and not getting in the way of that.
Oh.
I respect that.
Thanks.
And I heard that you're going out with CEJ.
Yeah.
You're going to go with him to the dance?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks.
It will mean a lot to Jordan to see you guys there.
Why?
That way she knows that you've moved on and that you're not mad at her.
Oh.
Like, if you come and you're not there with CEJ, she's going to think that it's all some sort of plot. And if she thinks it's a plot and gets sad, I'm going to have to destroy you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Serena. I will literally kill you if you ever threaten me again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm standing behind Crashly like, I broke your arm in another timeline. You stupid idiot.
But, like, yeah, and thank you. And Shamanda's got my back, too, so you're dead meat. But,
yeah, and Serena, do you kiss your mom with that sad little mouth?
Well, my mom is currently separated from my dad and living in another state. So no, I don't get to kiss my mom with any mouth.
Serena, okay, I am so sorry
to hear that.
You have layers. You're a complicated individual. Oh.
And it's cool that you came over to me and were like nice about it for a second. Then you were like super duper witchy bitchy, but it's for your friend. And like, I get that.
That's right. And honestly, if you just show up to the dance with CEJ, no harm, no foul.
Why
wouldn't
I? We
get to just stay cool.
He's my boyfriend.
Yeah, why don't you show up to the dance?
Good point.
I'm going to, because nobody's going to be at home. So it's either show up to the dance or be home by myself and make myself a microwave meal.
Oh, you're a latchkey kid. You don't have a guardian.
Oh my God.
Are you sympathizing or are you making fun of her?
Are you being mean? I can't tell.
Shamanda doesn't know. Shamanda has no clue.
Yeah. Shamanda's feeling really insecure still, so she's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I gotta imagine, Shamanda, this is tough for you because, like, normally Valentine's dance season is like when you are thriving because, like, you're one of the most popular kids at both schools, but this year you've decided, and it's kind of become common knowledge, that you're not going to the dance. You're just going to go hang out with Evan at home.
But, you know, what if I show up? Is it going to be a big drama moment? Will I pull all the focus? We won't know until it happens.
Oh, good point. Yeah, so Crashly, yeah, it sounds like some people are going to be expecting to see you there with CEJ.
Yeah, and I'm planning to be there. We bought corsages and boutonniere already.
Great. So, yeah. Let's, you know what I want to do then? I just want to cut to this dance. I want to see what goes down.
Mm-hmm. Party rockers in the house.
Yeah. And this part is the great part of a high school dance. It's a fast song. So everybody's just dancing together in a big group. Everything's nice and easy. Who's all there as a group? Like, who came together?
I would love to pitch that we see this moment and we flash back to Aunt Diane's house where I am helping put on the DFK makeup onto Adam Miller.
Oh. But,
I don't know why I gotta be DFK.
Because I already explained it to you. You can't go to the dance with that Furby.
Why not?
She has a name.
She has a name. Say her name or I won't go as DFK.
It's Furbises.
Say her name or I won't
go. It's Furbises.
You can't bring Furbises.
You can't bring Furbis. Mm-hmm. Shamanda knows. Shamanda, will you put the nose on him properly? It's like kind of tilted. Okay.
And I got to finish this up. I got to go meet Evan.
Sorry, okay.
And look, Crashly put me in a really weird place by saying she was going with both me and DFK. So I need you to do me this favor, man. I'm asking you as a cousin.
All right. But if I do this, you got to do me a favor. Got to get me into Lids.
That's okay. A really big favor.
Okay, fine. Buy me a hat.
Done.
What?
Done. I'm getting you into Lids.
All right. Whoa. Okay, I'll do it. Is Shamanda there? Does Shamanda hear this stuff?
Yeah. You guys, I mean, I'm going to have to come after you. I mean, you guys can do it as much as you want, but I guess it'll be me fighting you. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Can you at least tell me, okay, if you're going to be honest with me, why can't I go into Lids?
Whoopi thinks you don't deserve a lid.
That's wild. I mean, I never even.
I don't control. She's an EGOT. I'm.
Now here's a question I have, Shamanda. Has Whoopi told you that, or is that what you're sort of assuming from Whoopi's actions? Or really, is your relationship with Whoopi such that she explains what she's doing, or does she just tell you to do stuff and you do it?
I feel like Whoopi is playing a long chess match. And I'm like slowly understanding her gameplay at this point.
Gotcha.
And since I'm becoming kind of emotionally detached, I'm like getting kind of pulled Kylo Ren to Whoopi.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoopi talks a lot about managing the board and a lot about like keeping the pieces in their place. Yeah. A lot of language like that. So yeah, that makes sense to me.
I don't know, Adam. It's just Whoopi.
I go where the whoop tells me. I'm sorry. It's, okay, it's called okay. whoop ass for a reason. I'm so sorry.
I get that, and I love that saying, but I just really don't understand why Whoopi Goldberg cares about me and my dome.
That this is a conversation for another day, Adam.
You're right.
Now,
okay,
you
fine.
You have three.
We'll talk about this over a juicy sandwich.
Good.
Okay.
You have three things that you need to think about. Number one, be as TFK as possible. Number two.
Fuck you.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Number two, do not kiss Crashly. Number three.
Why would I kiss Crashly? I've never kissed her before.
Because DFK would.
Okay. Well, then I guess I have to then,
no,
right?
No, you don't. you don't have to.
Okay. I know. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm getting mixed signals
okay,
here.
And number three, make sure you do not win the Valentine's crown.
Make sure I don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. Trust me. I don't win.
All right, guys, get together for a photo. Here we go before the stretch hammer comes.
Oh, God. Yeah. You all get together. Diane and Ranger Along are there. And she's like, wait, where's Adam?
It's already working.
He's already at the dance.
I heard Adam is already at the dance.
Who's your friend?
This is DFK. Yeah. He's.
Don't wear it out.
Man, he's actually really good at this.
He goes to Shamanda school.
I like to think that school goes to me.
Now, here's a question I have, Adam. Is this
Who's Adam?
Okay, never mind. Good point.
I think Shamanda is driving the Hummer, driving everybody there, like being like, I'm not going to go,
guys.
Did you
rent the Hummer? And to drive?
I'm not going to go.
Are you sure?
I'm not going to go.
Shamanda, are you sure you're not coming to this dance? You are dressed to the nines.
Yeah, you look amazing.
I know.
And Shamanda, is Evan there with you? Like, is Evan in the passenger seat?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, sorry, guys. I just, crowds are still really, really kind of freak me out. But yeah, you guys all look really great. It looks like you're going to have a really fun time.
Why, if you're not going to the dance, Evan, why are you wearing a powder blue suit?
Because he looks good in powder blue.
Yeah, we're going to have like our own thing at home.
In Rhinelander?
Yeah, don't be weird about it, CEJ. And Susan's just in the back of the Hummer.
and I think Evan pulls you aside, CEJ, and is like, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure, buddy. We're like good friends. What's up?
Well, I wanted to say, yeah, like, it feels like maybe things feel a little weird now that Shamanda and you have kind of decided to change like the dynamic. But I just wanted to say, like, I really like you and I hope we stay close.
I like you too, pal. You know, I just want to say for the record, like, it was never a thing of like me not liking you or feeling put off by you. I just got thrown into a situation that was a little over my head and I handled it poorly.
You and me both.
I know. I'm just saying, like,
you
I feel
me.
Like, what?
Shamanda, actually, do you mind if we just...
I'm putting up the partition. You get in the back with the rest of them. I'm just driving.
Hey, don't sit there. That's where my foot goes. Yeah.
Anyway, Shamanda's really great. And I think you two make a really good couple.
Thanks.
And you know, I hope that expands as much or as little as you two want it to.
Thanks. Thanks, dude. I really appreciate that. And I think you and Crashly might have something real.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is Crashly here?
And if you
that?
Don't forget her, right? Bros before other people, right?
Don't.
Yeah, for sure. Bros number one. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to go back to the passenger up to the front area. I just wanted to say that. And do you mind if I give you a hug?
Oh.
Cool. And he hugs you. And it's honestly, it's a little too tight. And there's just a moment where he starts to shake a little bit. And he's just like, the Spurs.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's a boutonniere. It's a boutonniere.
No, it's okay.
It's not feathers.
I'm not there anymore. No. And he quickly gets out, ka-dunk, and then gets in the front. Ka-dunk. Yeah, let's go. All right, everybody, let's go to the dance.
It's okay, everybody.
You pick the radio, whatever you want to hear, okay?
I'm like a bird.
No.
Ugh, that damn Nelly Furtado.
So you're at the dance. You're dancing. Susan, how is it acting as a chaperone?
Oh, I was born for this. Mm-hmm. I am wearing a full homecoming dress, but like with one of those little shrug. You know, with the mother-in-law, like
a bolero.
Shrug bolero. Mm-hmm. And I'm just getting to do what I do best, and that's keeping everybody in line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah, Principal Norton is like, thanks for coming in and doing this, Susan. I really appreciate it. Just, you know, keep enough space in between them that we can see light in between.
Don't you worry. Hey, move it. Move it.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Everything's fine.
And if the DJ starts playing freaking songs, just try to nix that.
Okay. There's one problem. The DJ has asked that I stop speaking with him.
Oh, what'd you do, Susan?
Apparently, I made one or two requests. Okay.
Is it DJ Samples?
It's gotta be DJ Samples.
Yeah, it's definitely DJ Samples.
DJ Samples.
And DJ Samples, I think the request boiled down to DJ Samples being like, I can't do mashups in the moment. I can't just, you telling me two songs you want me to mash up, Susan, I can't do that right now.
Hey, play season 5, episode 4 of Real Teens of Normal County.
You got it. And he plays that. The kids are losing their minds to a long-form podcast.
Act like he's never heard Rod Stewart before.
And then you hear a voice from behind over your shoulder that's like, yeah, one of the greatest living artists of all time. And you turn and you see Tori Powell's there.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was Ron Stewart.
Me too. But I'm happy to see Tori.
What a surprise to see you here.
Is Ron also there? Like, yeah, one of the greatest. Oh.
And just moves to another part of the dance floor. Yeah. And Tori is there and is like, yeah, you know, I volunteered to chaperone also. And I got some news for you, Susan, if you're willing to hear it.
Oh, sure.
I took a new job.
Okay.
You know how the school's been looking for a new librarian?
Okay.
I actually did get my MLS my first couple of years being a human, so.
Oh, my God.
So I thought maybe we could start carpooling to work together.
I storm over to the DJ, to DJ Samples.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you play Rod Stewart right friggin' now. This is the biggest moment of my life.
Aww. Yeah, DJ Samples knows love when he sees it and is like, you got it. Any particular song?
Let's see. Maybe Forever Young.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I guess, Susan, because of the nature of it, what song is it mashed up with?
Oh, God.
Forever Yours Faithfully.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's just Journey and Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
Love it.
What's the name of that song? The Journey song?
Faithfully.
Faithfully. Thank you.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I know. I know what I've done.
Yeah, there's a record scratch on the regular teens in Normal County.
Aw, man.
And everyone was just listening quietly, yeah. Sitting on the gym floor.
Doing Fortnite dances.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to need to roll on after school chore.
Let the good Lord be with you down every road you roll.
Susan, do you guys do a close dance or a choreographed dance?
It's choreographed.
Okay, great.
And this is our song, a mashup of Faithfully and Forever Young.
Aww.
It ends with a lift. Tori's a very tall woman. She's like over 6 foot. So you are lifted high in the air. And people are mostly pretty confused by these two adults sort of taking over the dance floor. But Tori lowers you down and there's a moment where you're face to face and she leans forward. And do you?
No. Because Crashly's watching.
Yeah.
That's right.
I am. I'm just watching.
Yeah. And Crashly, you're kind of struggling to not watch.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say.
Shamanda is fully watching. She's disguised as a caterer and is working the buffet.
Wait, so what is Shamanda's, What did Shamanda tell Evan?
Evan has got some noise canceling headphones on, and he's got a cute little like tablet thing in the car, and I've been checking in on him from time to time.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. I have to. So you told Evan, hey, I won't go to the dance. We'll just have it like a nice time at home together.
I'm gonna pop in here real quick.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do that. Okay. I can have it all, Tyler.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Honestly, Shamanda. What a monster. I love it. Very, like, true to high school, but, like, damn. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so you have left your traumatized boyfriend in the car with a tablet while you peek in on the dance.
And a tablet in 2006 would be like a Palm Pilot.
Oh gosh. Or it's like an iPod.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, do you remember they had Snake on the iPod
they did
Nano,
have
I feel
Snake.
Like. Yeah.
And like trivia games too on the iPod
that's
Classic. True.
Oh, that's so he's fine. I'm jealous actually.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's having a great time being alone
he's
in
fine.
The stretch
alone.
Hummer.
Thank he's got
you.
An iPod.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No one's he's alone fine. With the power of music.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're there disguised as a caterer. What are you doing, Shamanda?
I am like jaw drop, like watching this moment for Susan and kind of eating. I'm really doing a bad job.
Yeah, I think one of the other caterers comes over and is like, you can't eat the food. We're serving.
I'm sorry?
We're down a runner. I need you to take this back. Go out and plate some more food.
And, I'm sorry. What are these canapes? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No, this is a fancy dance.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
This is Queen Latifah's School for Gifted Girls.
Wow. And I work the room. I'm like moving around. And then I like flip the like disco ball. So like the lighting changes to something really romantic while Susan is having this moment.
Wow.
Right. And you know the same thing that everybody else does, that Maria Tarantula is watching through Crashly. So you, I think, can pretty easily tell that, like, Susan's not going to, like, do anything too romantic while in view of Crashly. I don't know if you do anything about that.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, then I guess I like, motion to DJ Samples to, like, you know, up-tempo, something else, like, change the vibe. Right now.
Great. Yeah, DJ Samples puts on a mashup of, like, Toxic with It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Oh, sick.
I can't wait to hear it.
What are the rest of you doing?
Well, I'm waiting for a slow dance, because that's when you show off your, you know, new boyfriend.
That is the...
It's true.
That's canon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Adam, what is your experience like? You're there as DFK. Honestly, everybody is being
fucking rocks. They're all being all nice to me.
Yeah. Everybody's like,
I don't fucking care. Yeah, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care about any of y'all.
Awesome.
Remember when I shit on the basketball court?
Fucking rad, dude.
Yeah, man. I love to shit on the basketball court. Problem is, that's the only place I can shit these days.
Dude, you have digestive problems? Like,
probably. I don't care, man. I don't trust doctors. Don't trust doctors.
Dude, my dad's a doctor and I don't trust him at all.
Heck yeah, your dad, you know what he's your doctor? His birth certificate, because he's not your dad anymore.
Oh, shit. Whoa. I'm emancipated.
Yeah.
Great, yeah. And I guess while you say that and everything, that is when a slow song starts to play.
Yes. Okay.
Crashly, what do you do? Because, well, DFK and CEJ are both there.
What a stupid predicament.
Crashly knows which one's Adam and which one's CEJ, right?
Yeah, fully.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I
guess, Aaron, roll just a dice for me.
Yeah, I was going to say I need to.
We're going to say odds is that Jordan and Serena are watching.
Okay.
Evens is that Marcy and the girls at Queen Latifah's are watching.
Okay. I rolled a 4.
So Marcy is watching.
So I get to dance with CEJ. Okay. Okay.
No, so this Marcy is watching and everything at this moment, which means you need to be dancing with DFK.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to be like, oh, just a second, CEJ. And I have to go Dance with DFK.
Care.
Which I didn't know was going to be Adam, by the way. I thought you were doing a Mrs. Doubtfire thing.
Yeah, I thought about it, but then I remembered how problematic that movie is, and I decided
it is. There's a lot of problems with it. Good call. Okay, I'll be right back. Maybe you can like come cut in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you won't have to dance with him anymore. That's a great idea.
Drama.
Okay, cool. Okay, bye. Hey, DFK. It's time to dance with me.
Oh.
Your date.
Yeah, I know who my date is, but I don't fucking care.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, are you, what's going on?
I'm in character, please. This is how I prepare.
I know, and I'm happy for you, but if I don't dance with you, everyone's going to think I'm a freaking idiot.
All right, we'll dance.
The song's like 2 minutes over.
Okay, let's go. And okay. I grab Crashly, I run to the middle of the floor and start dancing.
Okay.
Great.
I think we're doing my arms are bored, stiff, and on his shoulder, like straight, you know, like all the way out, elbows locked. On his shoulders.
Yeah. And it's 2006, so everyone's slowly grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Crashly's doing that, but I'm just pointing at people while like Crashly's doing that to me and like pointing. I'm like, hey, what's up? I know who I am.
To the wall. Yeah.
That's not a slow song.
If you play it right.
It is when you mash it up with more than a feeling.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Yeah. All right. All right. I'll take that challenge. Wait, more than a feeling isn't a slow song either.
Okay. Yeah. You got me.
Yeah.
What is a slow song from 2006?
Don't you?
There's You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Why do you guys keep saying Don't You is not a slow song either?
What's that Boyz II Men song that's like, if you want me to.
Only Love to You. Yeah.
I don't think they're playing that at prom.
That's like a 90s. Dang, they're playing this at a high school.
In 2006, I don't know that they would. In the 90s, yes.
I think currently playing is You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Okay, there we go.
James Blunt. Okay, James Blunt.
Yeah.
And I'll figure out the mashup later. So we'll see. Adam, how do you feel in this? She's dancing with you, lockstep, but just very stiff. And you know about the letter that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Shamanda knows about the letter that you wrote, but she does not. She being
Crashly Gwenadine.
Crashly does not. Yeah. Yeah.
Crashly Gwenadine.
Gwenadine, that's right.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
I think I was digging being DFK up until this moment. Then I'm like, oh God, I'm just being used again.
But
I'm still having a good time.
Hey, Adam, what's wrong? You look really sad all of a sudden.
I just realized I'm being used.
Are you not having fun?
I was when I was like getting high fives, but as soon as I take up this makeup off, I'm going to go back to being Adam Miller.
Yeah, Adam Miller is great.
I mean, my girlfriend's a Furby and you guys said I couldn't bring her to prom.
Oh, yeah. It's also, you got to stop calling it prom. That's in the spring.
What is this?
This is the Valentine's dance. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just really hot in here.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys mind if I cut in?
I see EJ.
Yeah.
Shove me.
What, man?
Shove me.
Okay. I mean, if you really want me to.
I don't think he's doing too good.
Yeah, but you got to get me into lids, okay?
All right, I'm going to get you into lids. Also, hey, man, thanks so much for doing this favor for me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, of course. You're a lucky guy.
And I'll shove you, but I think before I do, you should look over by the punch table.
What's over there?
Someone very special to you.
Adam!
You see Furbus is there wearing, you know, high heels, wearing a very odd dress.
One high heel.
I think Furbus is wearing the exact same thing Shamanda's wearing, and that's when she's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny.
I don't know who Adam is, but hey.
And so then you just hear Marcy and some of the, DFK's flirting with that
thing?
Furby thing?
That Furby thing's a beautiful robot woman.
Okay, I mean, if DFK's into it, It's fine with me.
Yeah, DF, I think we should all be dating Furbies. We should, as, you know, I'm going to say this right now. If somebody wants to date a Furby, that's fine, okay? And you got to say it's cool, but you got to accept it, even if it's not me. Even if it's like throwing out a name, they're Adam Miller. If he dates a Furby, you have to accept it. Or I name's not.
Don't fucking.
DFK.
I don't know who this Adam Miller is, but if DFK knows him, I gotta know him.
Yeah, and I'm honestly gonna say, Adam, for this roll to manipulate someone,
all right.
The crowd as a whole.
I'm pretty roll charming. Charm. Yeah. Okay, I rolled a six.
I want to help. I really want to help.
Yeah, maybe I'll throw some help on my way.
I'm
going to
say
door.
This. I don't think there's any. I don't think this is a getting helped out thing. I think there's only one way, really, that you could successfully at this point land this, Adam, which would be to quickly down a Dr. Pepper.
I absolutely do it. Well,
you still got the makeup on.
That could. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll quickly down a Dr. Pepper. It could go bad, but we'll see.
Great. Okay, roll plus weird.
Okay, my weird is down. I didn't think about that per se. Okay. It's a two.
Great. You down the Dr. Pepper and a Don Miller, you find yourself wearing an old man costume in the middle of a dance of high schoolers standing in front of a Furby robot.
I have got to talk to my agent.
What do you do?
I look for the I look like, okay, where's the director? I say to Crashly because I'm still dancing with her.
Do I know Adam? Have I met? I've met Adam.
Oh, I knew you as that monster, I think, right?
Yes. Oh. Oh, God. So I'm like, Adam.
You.
Hi.
What did you do? What is this a movie? Is this a movie or not? Is it TV? Is this a TV movie or a movie?
You're actually just among the people at a high school dance.
Are you a monster?
No.
All right, buddy. Just like I promised. And I shove it.
Oh, no.
And I try to, and I'm going to fight back.
Okay, great. Roll to kick some ass then.
Wait, what the hell? What was the plan?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Okay, this one is a 12.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Okay, so
my God,
I am changing the rules for kick some ass a little bit to see if this makes things a little bit more spicy for us.
You just killed everybody.
Yeah.
So what happens on a 10 plus is you get to pick two of the following things that happen. You harm the person that you're attacking. You dodge their counterattack. You take something from them. You create an opportunity for your allies, or you give them an emotional condition. So take two of those. Any you don't take, obviously, happen. So if you don't dodge, then you will get harmed yourself.
Okay, I'm going to dodge.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to dodge, and then I'm going to take something from this kid.
Okay, what are you taking from this kid?
His wallet.
His wallet. So you just grab...
I sort of like do like a judo, like I move out of the way, and I just like let him go, keep going, and I grab his wallet.
Hey!
Yeah, I think what happens then is, so CEJ, you go to push... And he dodges and he grabs your wallet chain and yanks until like the wallet end comes and then rips it off.
I forgot about that chain.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I go face first into the punch from the yank of the chain.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I run to him.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was doing so well.
And everybody stops and is like, fight. Fight! Fight!
No, fight.
I'm not going to fight Cody Ernst Jr.
Why not, DFK?
DFK? Yeah, no, I'm not DFK. And I ripped the mask off. Don Miller. And a wink.
What?
Tyler, can I roll to see if, like, the restraint of, like, this juiciness happening, if I, like, made it out of the gym to the car?
Yeah, yeah, you can roll empathy.
Plus my weird?
Yeah.
So it's a 9 on the die, but minus 2, so it's a 7.
7. You get a hazy impression of what's going on inside. It feels like emotions are high. It's hard to tell what that means because it's a dance. So obviously emotions are always high.
Oh, they're probably playing Akon.
But you do. So I guess here's what it is. What I'll say for you is you see Evan in the car. He sees you mm-hmm. walking out. He waves and he looks excited that you're coming out. But you do get the sense of stuff going inside. So it's up to you which way you go.
Gosh, shit. He looks like a puppy in a car and I got to peel out. All right, we take off.
Okay, great. And he's like, hey, can I be honest? I thought you were just going to go stay at the dance.
I really thought I was too.
Wow.
I'm growing. You help me grow.
Hey, I was trying to save this for another time, but I have to say it. I love you.
Aww.
And like you taking care of me the last few days has really shown me like I've never felt this way before, Shamanda.
I haven't felt this way before either.
Let's go watch some corny movies, huh?
I would love that. I really would. All right. And we're going to work on this fear. So here we go. I'm like a bird.
Instantly, he's tense. He's holding the handle of the Hummer and only like his knuckles white, but he doesn't turn the song off.
I hold his hand.
Oh.
While we're driving.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Great. Susan, inside, you are dealing with, there is a fight breaking out. Adon Miller and CEJ, here's what I'm going to say for each of you. I know neither of you necessarily wants to have a fight or is interested in it, but this is high school and there is a bunch of teenagers around and they're chanting fight. So I'm going to have you both roll act under pressure to see if you are able to resist the peer pressure to get in a fight.
Okay. And what do I get with this?
So for you, you get advantage on cool rolls.
Oh, just cool.
Okay. Both cool and charm rolls.
And this is a act under pressure roll, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I got a 13.
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa.
I got an 8 and I got an 8.
Okay. Yeah. So I think between the two of you, yeah, you're able to resist it. And it sounds then like you're not going to fight each other. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know what the plan was, but I'm just assuming when Adam asked me to push him that this was the idea. I do feel ashamed that I'm like maybe ruining Crashly's chances at becoming the Valentine's court.
I think Susan's going to cast a like calming spell.
Great.
Over just like the auditorium, honestly.
Yeah. I think Crashly sees all this happening and it's just like, this actually sucks. And so I'm going to go to them and be like, you know, like 6 months ago or even 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, you guys are fighting over me. That's so terrible. And I would have actually liked it. But I hate this. You guys are really good friends. And there's really no reason for you to be fighting. Adon, see that Furby over there? You're in love with her. And CEJ brought her here.
Oh, that Furby over there I'm in love with?
Yeah. Look at her legs.
I mean, they are nice beautiful. Legs.
Yeah.
And like, CEJ, Adam did us a really big favor tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't think you were going to get in a fight anyway. You're being really nice, but
I'm trying really hard.
Yeah.
Hey, and at this point, there is kind of a, from the microphone, and you hear across the gymnasium at the other side at the stage, Principal Norton is like, all right, everybody, let's calm down. Thank you, Susan, for bringing the mood down there and keeping everything together. We got a big announcement. We got the results for the Valentine's Dance Royal Couple.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Everybody put your hands together.
Clap, 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 clap.
For Jordan Vincent and Derek Pfeiffer.
Oh, God.
And there's an applause. And the two of them come out, Jordan and Derek.
Wow. Oh, that's me, Derek Pfeiffer.
You're right, buddy. You sure are. And they're putting a crown on your head. And then you hear just like doors bursting open from the other side. And everybody turns and the like spotlight hits. And you see, is Derek Pfeiffer there? as dark rolls in.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Huh. Twins like the Olsons. Cool.
And Dark, what do you say?
Dark says, I come bearing gifts. And he unzips the extra dimensional space and all of the other Adam Millers start to tumble out onto the dance floor.
My God.
Like the bodies?
Yeah.
How many bodies?
There's a ton of them.
And this is...
Oh my God.
Yeah, and this... And Tyler, I don't know if it matters. I did fail my calming spell roll real bad. So I just made everything just a touche worse.
Yeah. Okay, great. So Susan, so all hell breaks loose. Yeah, so you lose control of the magic. I think your calming spell just becomes a general emotion spell and it just increases it. So yeah, everybody loses their mind. Everybody just running around.
Basically, everyone takes a condition in this room.
I love that idea. Yes, all of you are going to take an emotional condition.
Nami.
Except for Shamanda, who's not there.
Ooh, can I not be insecure anymore since I said I loved my boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, I think that makes sense to me. I really like that moment.
Thank you, Alan.
So the rest of you, what emotional conditions are you taking?
Anxious.
Adon, what are you taking?
I think I'm going to take... I think I'll take anxious. I feel like this is very stressful.
I'm doing anxious too.
I think it's anxious across the board if people...
I see a bunch of guys that sort of look like me come out of a pit.
Dead?
Yeah.
They're dead?
And then the last thing that happens, Adon, you feel anxious for another reason, which is you feel energy course into you.
Oh.
And you feel more powerful than you've ever felt before in your entire, albeit very brief, life.
Oh, shit. Wow. This is... Nice. This feels like getting a call back.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Yay.
Good job, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. That's where we'll end our storyline for the rest of 2022. We're going to be airing some special guest episodes that are going to be unrelated to the central plot, as well as some side adventures that we've recorded for our Patreon that we'd love for our regular audience to hear. We'll be back in the new year with a thrilling conclusion and way more complications. Now, Crashly has a special yearbook message for our patron, Nathaniel W.
Hey, Nathaniel! Gosh, I didn't think I'd ever tell you this, but that party you invited me to, it was the only party I've been invited to where there was a liquor cabinet. And I guess don't show your parents this yearbook? Sorry, I hope I don't get you in trouble, but I don't want to scratch it out because it's honesty. Anyway, that was really fun. It made me feel great. And it made me feel great to drink tequila too. I guess don't show my mom this yearbook? Anyway, I hope you have fun at college. And if you have any more parties there, invite me, I guess. Here's my number. Love you like a sister, Crashly.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. It's Alan Linick, a.k.a. CEJ, a.k.a. Derek. Well, that's not a... there's a different... character that I also... Never mind. If you're looking for other things to listen to now that you've gotten through this episode, look no further than the rest of the One Shot Network. Mystery County shares its parentage, let's say, with a bunch of other amazing shows, including the namesake of the network, One Shot. On One Shot, you can discover new RPGs through actual play. Every week, James D'Amato brings you a new episode with a rotating cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. Maybe even some voices you're familiar with from our podcast. One Shot has featured over 100 games, exploring a wide variety of genres and tones. The stories are self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere, and it's a great way to find your new favorite game. Discover the magic of RPGs with One Shot on your favorite podcast app. Or... bootleg it. Yeah, it's already free. So bootlegging it really only serves to make you into some kind of cyber rogue. Anyway, give it a shout or a look or a review or all of the above.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Wow.
No.
Crash.
Ashley, wait, you drink alcohol? This is a huge revelation.
You're Ashley's?
Just a little.
I was fine with you eating hair, but the alcohol is
this
too
is
much.
Too much.
I mean, you just kicked your booch addiction.
I know.
And you amped it up.
Crashly's going through some changes.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.